Next time, try to put the pizza on the bricks. You can thank me later. You wrote, that's a great tip. I'll try it next time. I'm glad you went. Chard New Haven Pizza Show, episode 58. 58 is great, Frank. Frank Zabski, Kevin Begley.
58 is great.
And we haven't done one of these in a little bit, a demo episode this week. So we're here in the studio. We got in front of us, we have fire bricks. And I want to start with the backstory on this real quick, Frank. You had put up an Instagram video on New Haven Pizza School using these fire bricks. Now, I use a pizza steel in my home oven.
Mm-hmm.
This is a way different operation, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems like more intense, and I want to hear all about it. But let's start with the post that kind of went viral, went pretty viral on your Instagram.
Yeah. So this is going to be a little bit of a long story, but we have time, so I'm going to tell the long story.
That's why we have a show.
So this Instagram post was 100% innocent.
Yep.
You know, I've gotten even people on it, which we'll get into. Oh, this is rage bait. This is clicks. This is, you know, all these crazy things. And really what it was we did Easter on Saturday versus Sunday. Sunday came around. I made some extra pizzas, mm-hmm. or some extra dough. And I just made a video.
Yeah.
Like, no agenda. No, wasn't an instructional video. Wasn't anything other than, just make a video. A little bit more of the backstory is that this year into next year, I'm making a coal oven in my backyard.
Ooh, that's cool.
Coal/wood.
Yeah. You're making it yourself?
Building it myself.
Wow, that's awesome.
And so I connected with a couple people, and one of these guys, Michael, I want to have on the show, but you know, I connected with masonry people,
mm-hmm.
people that build ovens. There's a lot that goes into building an oven. It's just not like you go out and buy a bunch of bricks and you put them all together.
Right. I'm sure it's more involved than that.
Yeah, there's a whole thermodynamic thing. There's stones. There's the size of the throat. There's where the flue is and how the draft works. And it's fairly technical.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just like that stuff, and I gravitate towards it. But one of the big, most important things in building an oven is the brick that only does one thing, which is retain heat.
Right. Heat
not
sponge.
Flavor, not smoke, not the season thing that everyone drives me crazy about. And the other, you know, and the other most important thing is, one of the most important things, insulation. Mm. We're not going to talk about insulation because that's boring. But one of the things my buddy Michael has schooled me on are fire bricks. And there's different duties, light duty, medium duty, heavy duty, or high duty. And so where this is going is, you know, I always like to experiment with things.
Yeah.
And so in my research of fire bricks, and I kind of knew this before, but there's something called the fire brick split, which basically is this right here. This is a fire brick split. Okay, all it is, it is literally half of a brick.
Hmm.
So if you took this is a standard brick that you would, you know, size brick that you would buy. And for those people, and I'm doing this specifically because I got a lot of questions on it, the brick is 4.5 inches wide and roughly 9 inches long.
Okay, so they basically took a brick and cut it in half?
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, they halved it.
Right.
Yeah. And so where this is going is these are food grade fire bricks.
Okay, so it's not like you're just buying bricks at the at the garden center.
No, and again, that's another thing. You know, all the Google experts, all the you know, the chat GPT experts.
Yep. Keyboard
everyone
warriors.
Fact checking me. Can't do this. Can't do that. Da 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 da. And it's like, you know, I'm by no means any well known person, but this ain't my first rodeo.
Yeah.
And I want to be very clear that these are professional grade masonry fire bricks made to be installed in a wood fired oven. Food grade. You put food on them.
Yeah, they're made for that, right?
Right. These aren't red bricks. These aren't building bricks. These are masonry bricks that you would use to build an oven.
Nice.
So one of my thought processes as I'm reading and thinking about bricks is, you know, I probably had one of the first steel plates in Connecticut like 15 years ago by now. And I'm not saying I was the first one, but, you know, it was just brand new back then.
Yeah, you're kind of ahead of it, right?
Right. And the steel plates, for those who don't know, is you can buy a steel plate, 1/4-inch, 3/8, 1/2-inch thick, put it in your oven and bake a pizza on it.
Yeah, I use it all the time. It's great for like the winter time when if you have an outdoor oven in the summer and you use that in the winter.
Very similar to a pizza stone, but a pizza stone is a corduroy. It's a mixture of minerals, and it's good, but it's not as great as a steel plate. So when I was doing this brick research, I'm like, huh, you know, these here are fairly thin and they're fairly light. They're probably 3-4 pounds each. I'm like, what if I put these in an oven? And, you know, as you start to learn how an oven works in the theory, an oven's really simple. You burn fuel to create heat, and you have something in the oven that absorbs heat, or this, like a sponge.
Yeah, the heat sponge.
Bingo. Heat sponge.
Love it.
So what I started doing is I started experimenting with this, and I'm like, I'm going to try this on Sunday. I actually made pizzas on the grill.
Yeah.
And those went really well. And then when I was done making pizzas on the grill, I put these in my oven. Now, one thing is that the first time, if you decide to do this, the first time you put these in your oven, you have to season them. And seasoning them is basically taking all the moisture out of the brick.
So do you heat them up? Is that how you...
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
No. Ashpet amanot.
I'm getting ahead of you.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of me. So if you decide to get these, first make sure that they're masonry, fire bricks, food grade, most important thing. I tried a bunch of different configurations, and this is another thing that I got my you-know-what-ed on my video, is that I said there were 10 bricks and there's only 8.
So people are like, there's only 8 there.
I have hundreds of people, hundreds. Maybe thousands.
Keep going.
So I put the bricks in and I did a bunch. I tried to figure out the best possible square footage I could get, so to speak. And what I ended up coming up with, this is a standard rack. And I'll take the bricks off and show you in a couple minutes. But this is a standard oven rack. And the dimensions are 18 by 18. So that's actually a really good size.
And it seems like it fits perfectly.
Perfect.
On the oven rack. That's funny.
And you don't have to cut it.
Yeah.
The one thing I do want to mention is if you see in the front here, there's a little overlap. That's actually a little cheat where you got to put a brick over the lip of the rack. Yeah. So you can fit all these in. But this should fit on any standard oven.
Where do you buy these, though?
Masonry store.
So whoever sells regular bricks would sell food grade?
Generally speaking.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a place in Bridgeport called Homer Godfrey, Bridgeport, Connecticut. I realize people probably viewing this from all over the country. But every state, every county
has some sort of masonry location.
Correct. Now, you can also buy these online, of course. But these are probably going to be hard to ship, and they're actually kind of brittle. So, you know, shipping them, I'm not sure that I would recommend that. But whatever you get, make sure that they're food grade, make sure that they're fire bricks, and make sure that they're generally like this light cream color. That's when you know you got the right thing here.
Yeah, it looks like anytime we've gone to pizzerias and done episodes, it looks like the inside of the ovens, like that color.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they come in all different shapes and sizes, you know.
Yeah.
This here, a lot of fire bricks for pizzerias are this big. So this is probably, 9 by 9, and they sell them in one brick. But nonetheless, we're just having fun with this. So getting back to what I said before, the first time you put the bricks in, you have to season them. So what I did was I put them in about literally 5 hours, and you only have to do it once. Not every time you use these, you're going to have to put these in for 5 hours.
Oh, so this is just the first time. Yeah.
Right. First time, put it on 100 degrees for an hour. Oven. The next hour, put it at 200 degrees. The next hour, put it 300 degrees.
So you're just getting it higher.
Right. Basically, what you're doing is you're evaporating the moisture out of the bricks. but you're not singeing them, meaning you're not putting the scorching 550 degrees immediately. You're raising the level as the moisture goes out.
Right.
Now, I'm sure there might be a better way of doing this, but for a home user and you see that these are the exact bricks that I used. I did not break any. I didn't crack any. Everything I did the first time was what I just told you. Now, every other time that I do these, I'm just going to put them in.
Do you do it like the steel where you preheat it for like an hour?
100%.
As high as your oven will go, right?
Yeah, so most ovens go 500, 550. Put your oven on the highest you possibly can go.
And I'm guessing this can withstand a lot of heat. These bricks, like these could get, because if they use them for pizza ovens.
Yeah, these bricks are probably in the 1,000, 1,500 degree Fahrenheit range.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have any problems with them at all. But the cool part about this is that they're cheap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're $2 each.
No way.
$2.
That's awesome.
$2.
So you could basically have like a home oven pizza oven.
For $20.
For $20.
$16.
Even the pizza steels get a little pricey.
Yeah.
Depending on which one you get. But those can get pricey online. But that $2, that's awesome.
Yeah. So if anyone's been following me for a while, and Kevin, this is just having fun.
Yeah.
This is an alternative. I love my pizza steel, and I will probably continue to use my pizza steel. But this is something different. This is probably more quote-unquote authentic because they're real fire bricks. But for $16, you can get, obviously, 8 of these. And if you follow what we just went through, you will be fine. I want to show people. I just kind of put this out here so that we can... You can see initially where we are, but I want to show people, you know, this is just a standard oven rack. I did not go out and buy anything special.
These remind me of like karate.
Yeah.
Hi-ya! You want to break it? Break your hand. So this is just a rack from your oven.
The standard oven rack right here. Nothing special. Now, the other thing that I also got a lot, probably the most, I don't want to say complaints, but corrections, I'll call them, is the video that's going to be linked here.
We'll put it up in the video here.
Yeah, I used the bottom rack of my oven.
Okay.
Okay, and the reason why I used the bottom rack of my oven, and that's why I brought this plate, is most new ovens now are convection ovens.
Right.
We're not going to get technically into what it is, but the bottom line is if you look in the back of your convection oven that pretty much everyone probably has, there's a fan in the back, and I'm using that as a faux fan, and it sticks out about an inch into the oven. And so the reason why I have the fire bricks on the bottom of the oven is because I was able to get more space so that I didn't have to cut these fire bricks.
More space on the bottom as opposed to the... Right. Oh, I see, because the fan sticks out a little bit.
So, so it's not particularly that the fan does stick out about an inch, but the fan stops. Mm. And the last rung on your possibility of putting this rack in, the slots, is below the fan.
Oh, I see.
You see what's happening here?
Yep.
So now I got my inch back.
So the length of the bricks, right. Yep.
Right. So if I tried to put... If I tried to put this on one of the racks that had the fan on it, it would stick out the front.
Got it.
And I can't close my oven door.
So what were the people in the comments saying? They said you shouldn't have it on the bottom?
Yeah, why'd you have it on the, you know, so I do kind of understand a little bit maybe of why they thought that I might have been, as I was called, I can't use this word. I was called bad words.
People are crazy.
Stupid. You know, like right basically another bad word for stupid. So the video that I have shows me taking the pizza out from the top rack, not on the fire brick. So when I show the video is just the rack and with fire bricks and it's empty like this. And they're like, well, wouldn't it work better if you put the pizza on the bottom? Now, I would think that I wouldn't have to explain to an average person that if I have a video that says, you know, again, my numbers were wrong, 10 bricks for $20 and you have yourself your own pizza oven, that you would have thought that I would have baked the pizza on the bottom. Now, right. In fairness to them, I didn't explain, as you know, the last minute or two, you take the pizza off the bottom here and you put it under the broiler.
So in the video, you're taking the pizza out of the broiler part.
Bingo.
Got it. So they thought you just cooked it above the bricks the whole time.
and I'm talking, there were thousands of people that
It's like you need it, right. So they didn't see it on the bricks.
Right.
So that's why they thought, right.
Right. But if they looked on the bricks, they can see that, something clearly was baked because these are the exact bricks that I used. And, so I do get it, but I just also question people like.
But to be honest, it probably helped your video. Like the fact that because so many people were like commenting and if you did it the way where they just saw it on the bricks, you probably would have got interaction, but you wouldn't have got the level that it went to because people were confused, arguing, like whatever. It just helped it. Some of these comments are so, like you said, and your comments back are pretty funny on some.
Yeah.
I can already hear the teeth cracking trying to bite through this crust, and then you write back, my brother is a dentist.
Right.
Like it's funny to just like, you know. I see 8 bricks. Keep looking. What are the bricks for? Can I put those in my smoker and smoke a pizza? I just like the way they looked at the oven. Like, I mean, these people, some of these are just insane. Where are the 2 other bricks?
Right. I mean, over and over and over again.
Next time, try to put the pizza on the bricks. You can thank me later. And you wrote, that's a great tip. I'll try it next time. I'm glad you And there's a lot of comments about the pepperonis.
Yeah, the pepperonis. The grease, the biggest one, and you probably can find it if you scroll down there. So there's like 100 or maybe 200 sub comments about the hot honey.
Yeah, so here's one about the hot honey. Can't wait till hot honey is not a thing. Pizza doesn't need to keep being reinvented. Just make a goddamn pie. And then you wrote back, you're right. Sorry for wasting 26 seconds of your life. Because the video is only 26 seconds.
Yeah, 26 seconds.
No hard feelings. Thanks. Hot oil is better than hot honey.
Some people,
it's a good debate.
I am very sarcastic, as you know. But I'm sarcastic, I hope, in a funny way. And I certainly
can be
sarcastic, not in a funny way, if you pee me off. But nonetheless, some of the things, and there's really no other way, some of the comments were so stupid, I was just like, you know what? You're going to get it.
Your comments are funny, though. So, like, someone just wrote burnt, and then you wrote back, move on. Domino's has a special for 2 for $20. Call them now. Someone posted a Cheez-It. Like, what? What do the bricks do? Now, there's some people, like, legitimately asking questions.
And for those people, I answered them very professionally. One person said, you have a pizza school, you shouldn't be commenting like this, da 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 da. I'm like, you know what? Like, if my pizza school ended tomorrow, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought I'd be where I am now.
Right.
But,
Yeah, you're right. People were definitely confused about the pizza rack because they were like, how did it not fall through the rack when you're cooking on the dough?
You can't make it up.
Yes. I mean, it's worth going to this post. There's 772 comments. You know what's hilarious? It's like you put this up April 4th. I think it's still like going.
Yeah.
Because when I first pulled this up before we started recording, I think there was like 660 comments. So there's been like over 200 since we started recording this episode.
Yeah. And, it's crazy. And again, the hot honey thing, there's one thing about me. I am direct and I don't make things up. I mean, I embellish things a little bit here and there just for kind of comedy thing. But, I'm not a culinary trained chef.
Yeah.
I don't propose to be. There's nowhere you'll ever see that I went to CIA or went to any other place. I just do it because I love it.
Yeah.
And I happen to be pretty good at it. But never the best, never anything. And so people are, they went so far as to break down the caramelization factor of the honey if I put it on before or after.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, wow. We got here.
Right. Again, probably help the views because, but you're right. Like, people get so into like that nitty gritty of it. It's like, if it tastes good, like, who cares?
Yeah. They're like, you're wrong. You won't admit you're wrong. You should have put it on after. You should have put it on before. And I'm saying to myself, man, if you got the time and the effort, and if I upset you so much that this is really important to you, like, it's just hot honey.
Right.
And whether.
Now.
The sugar broke down or not, I don't know, but it tasted pretty good.
I usually put it as a drizzle after, But to be honest, I would test it out before just to see what it tastes like. Like, why not just experiment? Isn't that part of cooking? Like,
yeah.
So put it on before and see. Maybe it would make a good sauce. Maybe put it in the sauce and make a little spicy, hot, honey, sweet sauce.
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, I mean.
But yeah, like, just experiment. Who cares? Like, there's no right or wrong.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you really can't make it up. But to your point, and I never really thought about this, but, you know, my couple faux pas of my counting and the hot honey, they probably blew it up.
Yeah, because that's – and going back to just like the something going viral, what you're saying earlier is like you didn't plan it out. You didn't set up a whole like, okay, I'm going to try to make this video the best one I've ever done. I'm going to try to get it the most views. None of that. You just said – hey, I'm just going to record for 26 seconds and just so people can see what I'm doing with these bricks. And that's the one that like takes off. And actually, the imperfections are what made it go viral. Because if you had said, okay, wait, no, I should put it on the bricks first. I should really shoot this way. I should make sure that there's – if you took all that time, it wouldn't have gone to the level it is. That's the kind of frustrating and crazy part about social media and like algorithms and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And what a lot of these people who leave hate comments don't realize is that they're just helping your account. Like if you just keep commenting, it's just blowing – like because the algorithm doesn't know that they –
yeah.
Are being negative. Like it just says, oh, people, there's a lot of people talking about this. I should make it go to more people's feeds.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the hot honey thing. Now, someone did say hot oil over hot honey. What's interesting is I know about you. You're not really a heat guy in general. You don't really like spicy. We had those peppers at Pepe's, that Calabrese pizza.
Yeah, man.
So like,
that was tough. That was a five
alarm.
But
you like hot honey?
I do. So I
it's
use
not too hot.
So, you know, being a pizza judge now, you know, I get a lot of different flavors and tastes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, there were several pies that had hot honey on when I was doing the judging at Pizza Expo. And like, and I know there's a bunch of different hot honeys out there. I just so happen to have a Mike's Hot Honey little squirt bottle. And it's got like just a slight hint of heat to it, which I don't mind.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm not a drizzle guy. I'm not a hot honey guy. I'm not a spice guy.
You're not a hot oil pizza guy.
Absolutely, positively not.
Because that's become a huge thing in Connecticut. I know Colony started it, and now every pizza place has like a hot oil pizza.
Yeah.
But that's something that you're not into.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a mozzarella guy, bacon, single topping person.
Yep.
Maybe two. You know, I'm not even a, you know, a bomb guy. I'm not even the Italian. Like, I don't like the sausage and the pepperoni and the meatball. And,
like,
you know,
too
and
much
I get,
stuff all
right.
On it. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just funny that...
And the hot honey, going back, to, there's a hot honey. So I recently had a bunch of people over to make pizzas, and they brought some hot honey. And did you know there's a extra hot Mike's Hot Honey?
No.
So they sell the hot honey, the regular hot, which has, like, you're right, it's sweet. It's got a little kick to it.
Yeah.
And I like heat. I like hot sauce. I'm a huge hot sauce fan. You know, I love trying new ones. And the hot honey extra hot... I didn't realize it at first that it's like a black bottle.
Oh boy.
And so it would send you to the moon,
yeah.
Like how hot it is. But I was assuming it was just regular, because I like to put some on my crust sometimes, like after. So I just put some on the plate, dipped it, and I was like, they must, like this hot honey bottle, like they must put more chilies or something. And then they were like, oh, it's extra hot. And I was like, oh, that's why. But yeah, there's a little bit of kick. So if you're buying hot honey to cook pizza, if you love the heat, then get the extra hot. But if you're buying regular hot honey, just make sure it's not the black bottle.
Yeah.
But yeah, these fire bricks, I'm gonna have to try this someday.
Yeah. So I just wanted. We got a couple more minutes left. I want to summarize.
Yeah.
Food grade, fire brick, half splits, medium duty. Call up your local masonry store, stone store. You can certainly buy them online, but understand that they are brittle a little bit, so you might not. I would buy a couple extra just in case. Most standard ovens, you can put 8 fire bricks, and you can see how I have them lined up here. Hopefully they don't fall off, but you can see here how we got this here.
And there's 8. There's not 10.
There's not 10.
Where's the other 2?
I had a couple comments. I couldn't get the other sock off to count the other 3. So you buy 8 fire brick half splits, 4.5 by 9, put them in your oven. If you're using them for the first time, definitely season them 100 degrees per hour until you get to 550. It's the only time you have to do it. Any other time after that, just put the fire bricks in, preheat your oven, hour and a half, bake your pizza right on the oven. Okay? And I'm telling you, although right now they're all kind of, these will not move. They're pretty standard. They're pretty solid, meaning the pizza's not going to fall through the cracks like over here.
Now, my question, what is your review on how the pizza came out on these as opposed to the steel?
Fantastic.
Was there differences in the crust and how it cooked?
So I've only done this once.
Right.
And I would say, being fair, that I probably got about 85% of the quality of my steel on this.
Okay.
And the reason why I think that is the case is that I think I had to preheat this a little bit more.
Got it. Because it's the first time you used them.
First time I ever used them.
So once you, if you use them a couple more times, so it, all being equal, if it's steel versus bricks, and these are to the level of what your steel is.
Yep.
Would you say that it made it crispier with this? Like the
As crispy.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you look at it from an economic standpoint, it's $16 versus $100.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's that there is a no-brainer from a financial standpoint. This is a little bit more work as opposed to just putting a plate in, or if you get it cut in half. But, you know, it's just something fun. This is not like, you know, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel here, and I certainly did not discover this. It just hasn't probably been talked about in a while.
Yeah.
But, like, if you want to get into making home pizza for $16, I don't know, it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and if you don't have an outdoor pizza oven, or you don't have space in your yard, or you don't have the uni or whatever it is, or, you know, this is a great solution. And even if you do have that stuff, like I have an uni in my backyard, and also I have the pizza steel, but this is just something new, you know, experimentation. You know, that's what I love about pizza too. You can always improve. You can always try something new.
Yep.
You can always make a different style of pizza or something like this, which I had never heard of till today.
Yeah, and just to kind of finalize the summarization. I don't know if that made sense, but it sounded pretty good.
Someone's going to leave a comment.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Give yourself 8 to 10 minutes for the pizza to bake on the fire bricks.
Okay, so when you're, yeah.
You do not have to turn it. You put it in, you close the oven door, you come back in 6 or 8 minutes, check it. And depending on your oven, if you don't have a convection oven, you could put these fire bricks up top because there's no fan in the back. But if you do have a convection oven and you have to put this on the bottom rack, which is what I did, just take the pizza off these fire bricks, put it under the broiler for probably 60 to 90 seconds. You'll get that char. You'll get that caramelization. And don't use hot honey. Make sure if you do, you put it on after.
The drizzle after. Unless you want to experiment. I'm going to try the hot honey in the sauce. And make like a hot honey sauce, because you know some people like the sweet sauce, but I don't like putting sugar in the sauce, so that might be good.
One of the things I actually do, and I've never revealed this secret, although it's probably most people might know it, well, probably not. I put a little honey in my sauce.
Really? Because I was
like
wondering
a teaspoon.
That. I was wondering that because so many people at pizzerias have a sweet sauce, and I just don't like putting sugar in it because it feels weird to put sugar. But honey's a good play. I'm gonna try that next time. It is the season to get my outdoor pizza oven out back. So, yeah. And someday I'm going to try these bricks. All right.
Yep.
So remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
Fire bricks. New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.